Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, welcome. Hour number two. Glad you're with us. We were not able to get new shows on the air the last couple of weeks. Part of that was one of our distributors actually had their control room frozen out from being able to be accessed because of the crazy, wacky weather we had. But we are back tonight, and I'm so glad to be with you. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, and, fun little note, if you enjoy what we do on Saturday nights, you can now get it five more nights during the week. We do a 7 p.m. live version most weeknights on my flagship station, AM 970, The Answer in New York City. And we've got some very exciting things happening with that broadcast. We've got a number of really cool people are going to be stopping by on a regular basis. I'm going to be making that announcement in the next couple of days. But we're looking forward to being with you as often and as best we can every single day. And we have, for the longest time, dedicated hour number two here on the Saturday night version of Radio Night Live to be something called the Ladies' Lounge. The Ladies' Lounge is a place where we have the invite and the expectation that there are great, articulate women that need more time to speak their mind and to speak into the events of the days and the news that we're facing all the time. So I'm really honored that a number of years ago we started being able to feature these voices, and we continue tonight. Two great voices are going to join us. Kelsey Bowler a little bit later from the Independent Women's Forum. But I am honored to reintroduce to Radio Night Live Dr. Nicole Sapphire tonight. She is a physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospitals here in New York City. And she is someone that is quite adept at all things related to COVID. You may see her on the Fox News or Fox Business channels, but she is highly sought after in terms of her medical opinion. And Dr. Sapphire, it is an honor to welcome you back to Saturday Night and Radio Night Live. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm happy to be on.
The news, let's start with Johnson & Johnson first. You just heard the report from CBS News. What do we know about this? What is significant about it? And how good is the data?
Well, Johnson & Johnson has submitted their data from the clinical trial that we've been waiting for and submitted it to the FDA for the VRBPAC panel to review it. And they're going to meet, just like they did with the Pfizer and the Moderna. And the data looks good. The one good thing about Johnson & Johnson, the way that they did it, they actually broke it up based on geographic locations as we've been having these variants. So they actually broke it down by region, United States, Brazil, and South Africa. And they show that this vaccine has efficacy against all those variants. It varies a little bit, but definitely, you know, above that 50%, that is our metric. The overall efficacy in preventing moderate to severe illness from the single-shot vaccine is about 66%, but the efficacy for preventing severe illness and keeping people out of the hospital is about 85%, and these are great numbers.
No, that is very good, and it compares notably to the Moderna and the Pfizer because they were just a little over 90. But let's talk about the advantage of just being a one-shot vaccine as opposed to the get it now and come back in a couple of weeks to get the next.
Well, that's right, and that is a huge benefit to this. It's a single dose, and also it doesn't require a lot of those harsh freezing and storage requirements. So it's not only easier to store distribute, but it's also easier for the person getting the vaccine. They don't have to come back for that, and which means that they're also going to get that level of immunity sooner than they would with those two dose vaccines.
Yeah.
One of the, another good thing that came out of the data, the way that they did their clinical trials, was they actually were testing for asymptomatic infection. That's been a big question mark. People who get the vaccine, are they still able to transmit the virus to other people? And while common sense and some preliminary data has told us it's unlikely that they're able to do it, we don't actually have data saying that they're unable to do it. Moderna and AstraZeneca have come out showing that they are able to decrease asymptomatic infection, as well as a small cohort with Johnson & Johnson also suggesting efficacy in reducing asymptomatic infection, similar to the level of the overall efficacy, which, again, these are all good news and will help us in the fight to get to that herd immunity and really get us on the right track back to a pre-COVID sense of normalcy.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's so important, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. We spoke last time about the challenge that it's been for, you know, kids in school, and it continues to be a big controversial issue about how quickly kids can get back to school. And, you know, in New York and New Jersey, particularly, you've got a lot of school districts that are still not open. And the faster that we can affect a healthy return to that normalcy, I just think it's so important on so many levels. Let's talk about where we are in terms of infections. What does the data show in terms of the overall graph? What direction are things headed right now?
We are on a steep decline of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, which is incredible because we had a rough few winter months.
Yeah.
Right now, we are back to the levels that we are at around October, so before those holiday surges. And unfortunately, yet fortunately, because such widespread transmission of the virus occurred over the winter months, we are much closer to that natural herd immunity than we really ever expected to be. So when you combine the natural immunity that we have been building for the last year by people being exposed to this virus, then couple it with the about 70 million doses of the vaccine that have already been given out, those two together are really pushing us towards this level of the herd immunity, which there's no magic number that we will get to that says, okay, let's just wide open the doors and just go on with our lives. That number varies, and it can be anywhere from 60 to 90% of the population has to have some level of immunity, and it'll change over time with the variants and so forth. But the more people in a community that is has some form of immunity to the virus means the more safe it is for that community to go on.
Right. Well, and I think that that is so crucial. And that's why I was very encouraged to read some of those reports that you kind of made reference there to, that the herd immunity is way ahead of schedule. They're saying, in fact, I think some of the more optimistic reports are saying maybe by April we can effectively say that herd immunity has been reached. Is that consistent with what you're seeing?
So that was a Wall Street Journal opinion piece that was put out by a good friend of mine, Dr. Marty McCary, who actually blurbed my first book and now also my second book, Panic Attack. So we are like-minded when it comes to a lot of things. And we have been sidebarred having these conversations. I think May is going to be a really good month for us. He's even more optimistic, thinking April. You know, either way, late spring, we truly believe that we are going to reach that level of immunity, even with the circulating variants, as we continue to ramp up vaccination efforts.
Yeah, that's going to make such an important difference for the summer, especially for families to be able to get out and do things that they would like to do, take vacations, etc. Panic Attack is the name of your new book. Now, it doesn't hit the streets until the 25th of May, but I want people to pre-order it as soon as possible. But what's the focus of your newest tome?
Well, you know, you really see it right now. If you're looking at what's going on with Dr. Fauci, he's getting a lot of flack because he keeps changing things. And the truth is, it's normal for doctors and scientists to disagree on certain things because there's a lot of variables. But what's not normal is for non-doctors to say that disagreement or recommendation changes are off-limits and anti-science. So because this has happened for the last year, controversy and division have really caused damage to our country. And my book, Panic Attack, unveils the hypocrisy and hysteria that has occurred from the rampant politicization of science. I dive into the science and truth behind many facets of the pandemic, from the origin of the virus to the concealment efforts, delay by China and the World Health Organization, to even school closures, mask wearing, hydroxychloroquine, and more. So I really, really go into why there was controversy, how it got exploited as science versus anti-science, and really just dive into the research and science behind some of these to get to the truth.
Well, and I think that that voice is very much needed, Nicole, because right now you've got, and I want to go back to this one more time, in the school situation, you've got a lot of conflicting interests, and they're all claiming that science is on their side, and we really need to just have a very clear understanding of what the science actually says, and then make the best decisions based on that. And that's exactly what we should do. But Dr. Nicole Saffire is going to stick around with us. Her books are Make America Healthy Again. That's her first bestseller that came out a little while ago. And her newest, Panic Attack, Playing Politics with Science in the Fight Against COVID-19. We don't want to do that. As we continue with the Ladies Lounge coming up in the next few minutes, Dr. Nicole Saffire, we will ask about some of the other developments and also what some of the drawbacks have been from COVID that were unexpected. For instance, the extended shutdowns and lockdowns and people's fear of going to the hospitals, has it actually endangered the health of people in ways unexpected? We will talk about all of that coming up with Dr. Nicole Saffire, live from New York and the Ladies Lounge. It's Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already, I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special MDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. And I'm so appreciative of all the medical personnel and all the doctors we have had access to over the last year. As I think about trying to survive COVID, I think one of the things that I have personally benefited from is the wide range of medical expertise we've been able to just bring to the show. Because my family hasn't really been threatened by COVID, but it has helped keep me sane in the midst of everything else that is happening. And I'm pleased to welcome back physician and radiologist Dr. Nicole Sapphire. She is full-time. The day job is with Memorial Sloan Kettering here in New York, but she's written a book, Make America Healthy Again, and she is very, very concerned about the current state of things. Nicole, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be back with you.
It's been probably 3 or 4 months since we've spoken last, and I'm just curious from your perspective. There's been a lot that's changed, and I know there was a lot of hope and great feeling that the vaccines were coming and that they seem to be getting to market fairly quickly. Is it just me, or have we hit a little bit of a bump in the road in the last couple of weeks? What's going on from your perspective?
Well, I mean, if we would have talked a year ago, I was quite the naysayer that we would have had a successful vaccine candidate by the end of 2020. And lo and behold, we actually had two by the end of 2020 with efficacies that far exceeded our expectations. While that was an incredible feat, unfortunately, the rollout of that has been quite blundered. And that is largely because, there's a lot of reasons for it, but they had ample time to prepare for it. States were tasked with the responsibility for rolling out the vaccine distributions on who should get it and how they should be getting it. And in fact, they had been putting together their blueprints in September. So they had months of preparation, and yet by the time that it came available, they didn't get it. And, you know, I think it's probably because they didn't actually expect that the vaccine was going to come. And so, unfortunately, the first several weeks to a month, we had extremely low rollout of how many people were getting their vaccines. Thankfully, we have significantly increased that number to close to 1.5 million injections happening daily.
Wow.
Could we do more? Absolutely. We can do more. But one of the big things that we're going to be fighting for time to come is vaccine hesitancy. And although we have secured hundreds of millions of doses of the vaccine, we still have a good proportion of the population unwilling to receive it.
Why is that, Dr. Sapphire?
Well, you know, there's many reasons, again, for that. When we look at the flu vaccine every year, less than 50% of the population gets the flu vaccine. And about 80% of the people who do get the flu vaccine are either healthcare workers or children because they're mandated to get it to go to work or go to school. So it's not surprising that a lot of people aren't going to get the COVID vaccine because most adults that don't work in healthcare aren't actually getting the flu vaccine either. Hmm. Add on top of that, you had politicization of this entire process from politicians such as at the time Vice Presidential candidate Harris saying that she wouldn't take anything that came out under President Trump. And then you also had Governor Cuomo saying that he wasn't going to distribute the vaccine to the people of New York until he had his own special review panel, all of that undermines the scientific process and really puts fear and doubt in people's mind. And so this is going to be a huge uphill battle to show people that these vaccines have been proven safe and that they are more efficacious than many of the other vaccines that we give.
Well, and that's the second time you've mentioned that in our, you know, just a few minutes together so far. And to be candid, Dr. Sapphire, I haven't heard anybody else make that point. I knew that it stood up to all of the standard amount of testing and that we didn't shortcut any corners to get there. That was made clear by the outgoing administration. But I've not heard anybody say that it is has that, you know, that same level of or better than other vaccines that we have. We're speaking with Dr. Nicole Sapphire, radiologist and physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering, and she speaks on her own behalf when she talks to the media. We're glad to have her perspective today. Let me ask you a follow-up on the vaccine point for a second, because I see a lot of concern about this. In fact, if you read Carol Markowitz's column in the Post, and I recommend it to everybody, I think it's really required reading, but she's been really hammering the school and the children's safety issue for the last year. What do we know about the vaccine and the need for kids to be vaccinated? I've read in some states that they're going to hold back the reopening of school until kids get vaccinated. And from what I've been able to decipher, that's unnecessary. As a physician, what's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, I want to make a point on what I talked about before. The efficacy, the two major vaccines that you see us pushing every winter season, flu and the pneumovax for those over age of 65, the flu vaccine's efficacy ranges from 40 to 65% every year. And then the pneumovax vaccine ranges 60 to 70% every year. Whereas the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna in their trials demonstrated a 95% efficacy. Now, of course,
2 to 1.
It's going to decrease. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, it's going to decrease a bit with some of these variants going on right now, but it is still far more than many of the other vaccines. So that's the point I wanted to make. But now going back to children, this is something I have been largely passionate about for the last year. I myself am a mother of three children, three boys, and I personally have seen the effects of what the distance learning has done to them and the social isolation. And I've been calling for children to get back in school for months now. And as we see it play out throughout the course of the presidential election, people were clamoring if you're anyone saying that children should be in school, that that was anti-science and going and trying to put teachers and children in danger. However, as more and more time has gone on, the science has shown as long as masks are being worn and physical distancing measures are being taken, that it is safe for children to get back to in-person learning. And not only is it safe from the coronavirus, but it is significantly better for their overall physical and mental health and as well as education. And now we saw Dr. Walensky, who is the newly appointed CDC director under the Biden administration, actually said children can safely go back to school, and this does not mean that teachers need to receive vaccinations for it to happen. This is in stark contrast to some of the teachers' unions who are saying that they will not go back to school until the teachers are all vaccinated. It's a bit of a back and forth. And unfortunately, I find it to be a little bit of a slap in the face to every frontline worker who has been working for the last year without a vaccine, because teachers need to have more respect for themselves. Not only are they essential to the lives of our children, but they are frontline workers as well. They are tasked with responsibility for the development of our future generations, and so they need to do what the rest of us frontline workers have done. They need to wear surgical-grade masks, they need to physically distance, and they need to get to work, because that's what we have all been doing for the last year.
Yeah, no, that's well said. We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is my guest, and I'm so honored to have her with us. I want to ask about some of the other fallout of where we are with COVID and how it's impacting other areas of medicine. In her case, the area of cancer and what's going on in that particular specialty specifically. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. And again, tonight being brought to you in part by Byrna.com. Byrna, the ultimate private safety device that you can have with you anywhere, anytime. Go to MyByrna.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted an emergency use authorization to Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine, adding another vaccine to the efforts to fight the coronavirus. The federal government expects to be able to distribute 4 million doses next week, though supplies will be limited for a time. The company says it plans to have 20 million doses delivered by the end of March, with production ramping up to 100 million doses by the end of June. The shot has been approved for use in people 18 years of age and older. And President Biden said Saturday there would be an announcement soon regarding the U.S.'s ties with Saudi Arabia in the wake of a CIA report about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The intelligence report holds Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman responsible for approving the 2018 killing. The president promised an announcement Monday on relations with Saudi Arabia. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
All right, so glad to have you and so thankful that Dr. Nicole Sapphire can be back with us. If you would like to get to know more of her work, NicoleSapphireMD.com, S-A-P-H-I-E-R is how you spell her last name, NicoleSapphireMD.com. You see her all over Fox News. By the way, it must be really intimidating to be one of her kids because she's a radiologist and her husband is a brain surgeon. So, you know, there's no pressure on those kids at all. call to come out changing the world in any kind of way. Nicole, I'm sure you get teased about that a lot, but I you know, my wife and I, we did pretty well on our you know, IQ tests and so forth, did well in college, and my kids are always giving me a hard time. You know, Mom, Dad, you think we're going to be as good as you? But, you know, literally, a brain surgeon and a radiologist, come on, the bar's pretty high.
I'll tell you, all three of my children think that they're infinitely smarter than us already. So they're doing just fine.
That's so. You know what? I should have expected that. That is totally fair. Because kids these days, they do think. And we finished up on that point. Let me just touch on that before we go to the other thing real quick. And that is, you have concern about the long-term impact of what the lockdown has done to kids. What have you been most concerned about? Is it the lack of social interaction? Is it the lack of academic advancement and actual progress? Because I noticed in at least two of our three, we had some notable milestones that we just barely missed, and normally they would have been way ahead of the curve. And, you know, we got back to that point, but that was not that. I think that was, you know, a little bit of treading water or lost ground at that point, and depending on how much longer this goes on, you know, I feel like we're going to really impact kids in a big way.
No, absolutely. So my children range from age 6, first grade, to 20 in college. And so I've seen kind of a variety of changes. My 20-year-old does not do well in remote online classes. He really needs that in-person learning. And so he struggled a bit. So he ended up transferring colleges so he could be at a smaller college that was still doing some in-person classes. My younger two, thankfully, have continued to hit their milestones. But that the younger one, that's age 6, I mean, they really, really need that physical interaction. They need that physical playtime. You know, it's not as easy for them to Zoom and FaceTime and have online play dates. They really need to be wrestling and running and doing all of that. And so my biggest concern, yes, I think that educational milestones are being missed. I think children are not learning to read, write. If you look across the board, that you have 10 to 20% of children who aren't actually showing up to their online classes, so they're just not being educated at all. I think that this is going to be an entire generation that are going to have subpar education, and either we're going to lower the bar for our metrics to move them on, or they're going to have to consider holding them back. But I think even larger than that is our children's inability to socially interact. We are already seeing a decreased ability with this because of social media and people being completely glued to their iPhones and Instagram and whatever that is. But now all of a sudden the younger children aren't even interacting. They're not having the same conversation with waiters, figuring out how to order, and all of those societal that we learn are not happening.
You have to, like, at 5 p.m. at night, put all the electronics in a bucket and lock it in a closet somewhere. Because if not, you just never will get them off of it. And I'm fearful of some of those same things. Dr. Sapphire, you're a radiologist. You work primarily in the cancer-related fields. Obviously, Memorial Sloan Kettering, very well known for its cancer work. What are some of the fallouts COVID-19 has caused in your area of specialty?
That can be very concerning. So one of the greatest feats of the last century is our ability to diagnose and treat early cancers. We find them at their smallest, earliest stages, which gives us the best chance at saving that person's life. And we do that through screening mammography, colonoscopies, lung cancer screening, and so forth. And unfortunately, what we saw early on in the pandemic, the first couple of months, we had about a 50% decrease in diagnosis of breast, colon, lung, gastric, pancreatic, and esophageal cancer. And let me tell you, that's not because fewer people were developing cancer. That's because we were not diagnosing the cancer. So what is happening is these people are going to be presenting later when the cancer is more advanced, more difficult to treat, with a lower survival. And so we cannot have people so paralyzed in fear from COVID-19 that they forget about the effects of cancer and some of the other ailments, because cancer is much more scary than COVID-19 for the far majority of people. And so, again, we have to keep things in perspective. COVID-19 is scary, but so is cancer. And we need to continue to do what we can for early diagnosis. And the healthcare workers, doctors, hospitals, they have all taken necessary precautions to keep you and everyone safe. It's safe to go and get your mammogram. It's safe to go and get your regular checkups because you need to do that.
Well, as myself and my bride both lost our mothers to breast cancer, we strongly believe that in this household. So thank you for your word of encouragement there, and I hope that people will take that seriously and get the necessary.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Wow. Welcome back. Radio Night Live. Always glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Thank you to Dr. Nicole Sapphire and Ira Rosen, who we heard from both tonight thus far. I am very glad to welcome back our next guest to the Ladies Lounge on Radio Night Live because Kelsey Bowler is not just a very important voice as a senior strategist for the Independent Women's Forum. You see her on Fox News. You hear her on my weekday broadcast every Thursday. We get together and chat. But she's for a long time been a very serious reporter working with the Daily Signal. And as we go back to the Ladies Lounge tonight, the Daily Signal is where she first broke the story of the Connecticut track girls and what they were dealing with. And there have been some developments. The Biden administration abandoning what the Trump administration had done. The Trump administration had gotten involved in the Connecticut high school girls story and defended them, taking up their cause in the courtroom. The Biden administration this week announcing that they were going to pull out of that case and say that they have no desire to defend those girls any further. And as we mentioned, Kelsey Bowler is here to react to this. She was the one, after all, who broke this story. Kelsey, it's good to have you.
Absolutely. I felt a personal connection to it from the beginning, being a former Division I athlete and also being from Connecticut where Selena Soul grew up. She is now in her first year of college, but this issue all came about as she was a junior in high school where she was forced to compete in track against a biological male athlete who identified as a female. Of course, this threatened to take away opportunities for scholarships to win in track events. And it's important to note that, you know, when this biological male defeats one single track star like Selena Soul, he defeats them all because in track, you know, it is everybody is rated, you know, of course, by the numbers, how fast they run. And when one individual wins, they knock every single female below them. And of course, the trend of biological men competing against women in their sports is having huge implications across the board in all different sports. I was recently talking to someone who plays women's golf, and you know, there's just no way for a biological female to compete against a biological male golfer. It's just unfair from the start. I think Americans are waking up to this, but it is so unfortunate that via executive orders and, you know, executive actions, the Biden administration is shutting down debate for this. Democrats in Congress are pushing the so-called Equality Act, which does nothing but further inequality for girls and women by cementing these types of policies into federal law. And parents and students across the country really need to wake up to what's about to happen. It's, of course, already happened to athletes like Selena Soul. It's about to become a lot more common as these policies get steamrolled across the country.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. And then, so that's on one end of the women's debate, Kelsey, and it's a legitimate one, and we've spoken consistently about it. And we do want everyone to call their congressional representative at 202-224-3121 and ask them to vote against the Equality Act because it does not further the cause of women. But then on the other end of the same debate, you have yesterday the president and his administration saying that they are now going to undo the Talon Act, which was a Trump era administration program that basically took sex offenders that hurt women and children that were illegal in the country and sent them home, sent them to their now this new rolling this back. Biden cancels the Operation Talon, allows them to stay. I am wondering what it takes, whether it's sex predators or biological males taking away scholarships and opportunities and basically erasing women's sports as a whole, what does it take for the supposed women's rights groups of the country to stand up and say, enough's enough? I mean, I think that they ignore some of this because some of the voices that are speaking up for women in these cases are center-right. But this should be something that every woman is opposed to.
Well, Kevin, I share your frustration as a woman who works for one of the only women's organizations in the country that is standing up for women and speaking the truth about the implications of these types of policies. And I will tell you, there actually are a large number of women who identify on the left politically who have major problems with these types of policies, especially when it comes to sports. But what happens is they get blacklisted by the mainstream media. Their names are not, you know, featured in the New York Times, in CNN, and so forth. You're only hearing from the women on the left who agree with these policies. And it's important to note, if you look into polling, the American population agrees that biological men shouldn't be competing with and against women as well, by a strong majority. And so for the Biden administration to be taking such a radical stance on this via these executive decisions, whether that's pulling out of the Selena Soul lawsuit or whether that's via executive actions, you know, of course, it goes without saying that does nothing to further the cause of unity, but the position doesn't even represent the majority of Americans on this issue. And again, right, I know this is a difficult issue to speak out on because of political correctness, but it is so important for parents to voice their opinions on this to their local school boards, for listeners to call their members of Congress today, because Congress is voting on this, and share your concerns about our daughters being forced to compete with and against biological men.
All right, Kelsey Boulder, we appreciate you being with us, staying up late. Always appreciate it. And friends, if you want to call that number, it's 202-224-3121. Call 202-224-3121. It did pass the House of Representatives this week. It goes to the Senate. We need every senator to vote against it that believes in the, the sincere preciousness of women. There is no need to say that women have to be the substitute for men. They have distinction. Let's honor that distinction, and let's make sure that it is not suppressed by men overtaking. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin McCullough, thank you for being with us tonight. We always appreciate it. And if you would like to stay in contact with me throughout the week, I'm all over social media. We have an official Radio Night Live Twitter handle that is run by the staff. The staff of Radio Night Live runs the Twitter Radio Night Live handle because, of course, I'm not allowed to be on Twitter as Kevin McCullough. But I am allowed to be on Parler, and that is back online, and we are up and running there, and you can join the tens of thousands of people that follow me there at KMC Radio. Maybe you prefer the Gab platform. I'm at KMC Radio there as well. And then if you want to get any of our podcasts, again, we never put them behind a paywall. They're free, and you can subscribe for free at soundcloud.com/KMC Radio, or when you're there and you're looking up the screen name, it's at KMC Radio on soundcloud.com. So check us out there as well. So thank you for staying with us throughout the week. If you sign up for the podcast, you get everything we make. We never charged a dime for it. Comes to your inbox. And it's super simple to access, so I hope that you'll consider doing that. Tonight, I'm starting to just have some fun with this because it's getting so ridiculous. It's hard to continually be shocked or dismayed or whatever else. But you did hear about the big gender problem this week, right? It was a Hasbro toy line that's been around since, I believe, the 1930s called Mr. Potato Head. The announcement was made that this week they will no longer call it Mr. Potato Head. It can no longer be the Mr. Potato Head toy line. It has to be called Potato Head because having Mr. Potato Head be the name of the toy line in some way injures Mrs. Potato Head. But why stop there? Why not have Ms. Potato Head or Miss Potato Head or go pound sand, you ugly man, Potato Head? I mean, there's all kinds of other ways that, that I'm sure that this political correctness has not yet reached. Now, they still sell the individual Mr. and Mrs. Potato Heads, but all parts are equally interchangeable. So, it doesn't have to be the Miss Potato Head. It might be Miss Potato Head named Fred. For all we know. I mean, that's kind of where we're at. And so, Mr. Potato Head joined all the other personalities this week in Cancel Heaven. Did you see this? The girl from The Mandalorian, the Washington Redskins, Cleveland Indians. Who's the Paw Patrol guy?
Chase.
Chase. Yeah. My girl loves Chase, but, that had to be canceled. Along with Aunt Jemima and Land O'Lakes Butter and Uncle Ben, of course, now Mr. Potato Head, joining all of them in Canceled Heaven after the afterlife of one toy here on planet Earth. This other news note, evidently in California, they're taking this canceling thing so seriously that they're now going to fine department stores that sell children's products like toys and clothes in segregated sections. No more girls' sections of clothes. No more boys' sections of clothes. No more girls' toys, boys' toys. No. You're going to get fined if you do that. It's crazy. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time on Radio Night Live.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.